some fascinating guests have dropped by to visit this past year. Some of them wrote books with travel tips as well as travel stories, like William Longavisha, who came by to talk about his book, Sahara Unveiled, and to tell us what we should know if we ever get to the Sahara ourselves.
There are two big dangers in the Sahara. The first is thirst. A desert is a desert because it doesn't have any water, and that goes for people who go there too. They don't have water unless they carry it. There are oases. The oases are small towns often. They're not the water holes of popular imagination, but they're places built around wells. But when you're moving between the oases, you often are moving across trackless desert. And if you break down, you're in trouble. You will run out of water, and when you run out of water, you will die, and you'll die rather quickly.
Things really heated up there politically in the last several years. Were you there in the last several years?
Yes.
How did it touch you?
It touches you in the way you look at the people, the way you look at the land, the way you move, the way you hold yourself. You travel with caution. You keep moving. You travel with assertion. And you try to look as if you always know where you're going.